The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in-store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save big money at Menards.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, ghost trains. Can you hear trains that aren't even there?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's with me.
Hey, how are you?
I saw something funny the other day. So, you know the movie Ghostbusters?
Oh,
it's like, who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Ghostbusters. So there's this meme and it's like, can I text Ghostbusters? Can I DM Ghostbusters?
Because calling.
And they're like, well, I guess I'll just have to live with a ghost. Because if I got to call him, I'm not going
to
call him.
Nobody wants to talk to anybody.
Who are you going to text? Ghostbusters. It just made me laugh because that's so true. Like, if I actually have to call Ghostbusters, I'm just going to have the ghost.
I know, because I a lot of times think, oh, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to them.
It's terrible. That made me laugh. Who are you going to text? Ghostbusters. So this one today is an interesting call about trains.
Oh, I'm excited because I know I'm not the only one that when I'm laying in bed at night and, you know, it's late at night and everything's really quiet and you hear that train whistle, that's just that lonesome sound out there. There's something really eerie about it.
I've always loved it.
I love it.
I live in a neighborhood where there's constant trains. The trains have become the bane of my existence. Now, like where I live right now, if I run into the store, I'm cool. But if I have to go to the other side of town or something, I'm always getting stuck at the train. And sometimes they stop and they sit there for 30 minutes. But it's in the middle of the night. I hear him all night. And there's something about the sound of that train. It's very lonesome. It's, I don't know, maybe that's like an old Hank Williams Sr. song.
Maybe that's
it. But it's this lonesome train sound. But there's something kind of comforting and cool about it at the same time because it's been in my entire life.
Yeah. And also I think there's something kind of romantic that you're laying there and the whole world is supposed to be to sleep, but those people, the crew on that train,
the two guys,
they're not
the
right.
Two guys.
There's still a little bit of the world that goes on anyway. You know,
and it's a sound that's been there for years and mm-hmm. years and years and years. Everything's changed, but that train going through town, that sounds the same.
Yeah, I think it's really quite it's a touching sound. So I'm interested to see what they have to say about this.
Hi, Tony and the rest of the Real Ghost Stories Online fam. My name is Wendy, and I've been listening for a while. I'm a first-time caller. I've been an EPP for a few months, and listening to the episode today about trains inspired me to call and tell you this story that I've been meaning to tell for a while. So when you and Carol were both talking about hearing trains going by your house in the middle of the night and you know, various places you lived, I totally related to that. I grew up in Los Angeles. In this sort of little unincorporated area, kind of tucked in near Playa del Rey, and behind my house, not right behind my house, but across a major street, but close, there was a train tracks, right? And so, when I was a kid, most nights I would go to bed, I'd be laying in bed, and I would hear the train go by, and I loved it. I always found it really, really comforting, just like kind of you said, that rumble of the train going by, and I found it really comforting. So it was just something that like a really happy memory that I've always associated with my childhood. Well, we moved out of that house, years ago when I was around 18, and several years after that, I just was talking to my dad about something. I don't remember the context, but I happened to mention, yeah, I remember I always loved hearing the train go by the house when I was a kid. And he just kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the train, the train tracks on Jefferson, on the other side of Jefferson. And he just looked at me and said, no, those tracks were decommissioned long before we ever moved into that house. Okay, so that, I guess, is an indication that there must have been some sort of ghost train thing going on. The other thing that kind of relates to that is one of the other things we did when we lived there is a lot of times my dad and I, and sometimes my little sister, we would go walking together at night. And one of the places we walked was along the train tracks. And now I kind of like to think that probably my dad wouldn't have taken us walking on active train tracks. I don't know. He was kind of a weirdo, so he might have. But anyway, that is my ghost train story. It's something that even now it kind of just makes me happy. I kind of wish I'd tried to look out the window. I don't think I could have seen anything because of the fences and stuff, and there's a house behind us. But it's definitely a happy memory for me. So I thought I would tell that story. Thanks again. Thanks for everything. I love your show, and I hope that you'll be able to use this story. Bye. Thanks.
See, I think that's so interesting that so did the dad get it wrong that the train tracks were still in use, or was she not hearing the train?
Well, I've lived really close to train tracks before, and well, as many people, and it really is an embedded part of your life because they can go by at night, wake you up several times a night. You have to wait for them. You have to take that into consideration when you're driving your car. There might be a train and I can't get to work on time. So you always leave 15 minutes early just in case. I live in a place where there seems to be a train at 8 o'clock in the morning. Why 8 o'clock in the morning? I don't know. But anyway, so people always walk in and go, sorry, late for the meeting, train. And we all go, yeah, right, we know. I mean, it happens, right?
Story of my life.
So my point is, a lot of times when you live around train tracks, it is a big deal.
Yeah.
To the point that you schedule your life, right? It wakes you up. It does all sorts of things. I find it hard to believe her dad could just go, I forgot all of that.
He said, he's like, no, those train tracks were decommissioned.
Right.
So
that's why I think her
dad
can't
be wrong. And I also know in my town, the train tracks that are no longer in use, and there's a couple that kind of throw me because they're used so infrequently that I assume they're no longer in use. And then every now and again, here comes a damn train. But So you know the ones that are in use and not.
Right.
And so that's interesting to me. So it seems like the dad would know.
Well, how could the dad's life, if they were actually train tracks that were being used, his life would have to revolve a little bit around that.
But then what's weird, too, is Tony and I talked about this before on an episode, because in the last house I lived in on the other side of town, I would hear trains. Where was the train that I was hearing? Because the train tracks are on my side of town now.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably, I would say, the closest train track to there would be 5 to 6 miles away. So maybe you could hear a train, but how? That's a long ways away.
Were there just certain nights? Like, could the winds be blowing in a certain way or something that pushes that sound?
Probably
more
in Kansas,
towards,
or, more still.
More still. Really still night. Yeah. And that you could
but
actually
hear it. I would frequently hear it. But I remember laying in bed more than once going, where is this train?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't live, and now I live about 2 miles, mile and a half from the train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear them easily.
I used to live like 2 blocks.
Oh my God.
From a train
those
track.
Were so loud and they echoed in the downtown
really,
area.
Really.
Oh my God.
But here's the thing. Once they got the bars up so they weren't blowing whistles 2 blocks
from
my house.
Oh, I thought you meant like where you go in and get a beer. Oh, the bars went up.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. Once the bars closed, you know, and we all stumbled up. No. If I was at the bar long enough, I could never hear the trains. They never bothered me. But no. I'm just,
no trains went by no that night. Yet.
But I always loved the rumble.
Yeah.
So the rumble was fine with me. It was just them blowing the whistle 2 blocks from my apartment. I am going to go out here and say the dad knows what he's talking about. He's an adult. He knows he has to work around these trains. They wake him up at night, blah, blah, blah. That did not happen for him in his life, which leaves the daughter hearing a phantom train.
And I have talked to people, like we mentioned in an episode, a couple episodes back, about the Octagon Hall Museum and about a train that people have seen. It is a haunted AF little museum. Haunted. And if you go, say hey
I'm
to Bear Gaunt.
I'm going to go to Kentucky tomorrow.
I really want to go tour it sometime. And the guy Bear, he's a really nice guy. We did this episode on the Grave Talks. And more than one person has seen this train. And the train tracks are decommissioned. And I was talking to somebody else on the Grave Talk, same thing, and I'm trying to remember who that was, about a train that people saw, and there was no train there.
Okay, do you think, I'll just throw this out here, when we talk about people having professions that were just a big part of who they are, theater people, we talked about nurses, that come back, and they're at the hospital, they're at the theater. Do we have engineers that come back?
I would think so, because our Uncle Elmer, he worked on the trains, and that was like his identity.
Yeah.
Was the trains.
Yeah, exactly.
And he dressed exactly like what you think a guy who worked on the train would dress.
Yeah, even when he wasn't at work, he had the overalls and the whole bit. You know, he had the kerchief around his neck and everything. Unless there's some way she's hearing a train from further away.
Maybe
that's
that was
on
it.
Tracks.
So let's hear another story.
Let's do.
So first off, I would like to say I absolutely love your show. I came across it while searching for some podcast to listen to at work. Even though it scares the hell out of me at times, I have always had a fascination with the paranormal. I am a firm believer. My first paranormal experience that I remember happened in 2006 when I was 15 years old. My grandma spent the last 6 months of her life in a hospital. She and I were extremely close, and she was the only family death I ever encountered. About 2 weeks before she passed, she kept saying she saw her mother and past family members. I knew that when one starts to see deceased family members, death is close. She would also constantly ask my mom what the date was. I didn't think much of it, but every day we saw her, she would ask what the date was. She finally ended up passing on April 19th, my grandpa's birthday. He died in 1989 before I was born. I concluded that my grandma was specifically waiting for April 19th so she could be my grandpa's birthday gift. Oh, sweet. After she passed, a couple of odd things began to happen within my house. My grandma lived with my parents and I, by the way. The day of her funeral, the basement lights kept turning on when no one was down there. She always said she would spook us after she died, and I guess she was keeping to her word. She always made her presence known at the church where we had her funeral because after the service, the electricity shorted out. Man, Grandma was like, hey, y'all, I'm here. I got control.
Yeah, what do I have to do to get your all attention here?
After about 2 weeks after her passing, I was sitting in the computer room. This was obviously before laptops were popular. Doing some schoolwork when I suddenly felt like someone was watching me. I turned around to look into the bathroom, which was straight across the hall, and I saw a black shadow standing by the laundry hamper. However, I didn't feel threatened or scared. On the contrary, I felt peace and comfort. The shadow didn't move. It just stood there for a couple of seconds, then dissolved. Later that night, I decided to take some pictures around the house to see if I could capture anything. After looking through the photos that I took in her room, I spotted a couple of orbs. However, the jackpot picture was the one I took of her dresser mirror. In the corner was the outline of an angel. My grandma was very spiritual and a devout Christian. My mom looked at the photo too, but caught something I didn't notice. The angel was sitting on something. After looking more closely, you can see the faint outline of a person in the mirror, which was shaped like my grandma. It looked like the angel was sitting on her shoulder.
Oh, my.
I believed this was her way of telling us that she was in heaven and everything was okay. I'll leave it here for now, but if you're interested in any more of my stories, I would be more than willing to share. Of course, please do. Again, I love your show and look forward to hearing more episodes. Hopefully, I'll hear my story when I catch up to recent shows. Ha ha. Keep up the good work. I'll be in touch soon. Denny. That is...
And we do want more stories.
Course,
yeah, that was really... You know, I had a situation where my dad was really sick in the hospital. And gosh, he was there for
a week
or so. And on my birthday, he was really bad. He was just kind of, he couldn't really talk, but you kind of knew at times he was conscious.
There's a little restlessness going
on. Yeah, and then he'd be kind of out of consciousness. But he knew it was my birthday, I think. And I talked to him about it. I said, do you remember when I was born? And told him, we talked about me being born and what my grandpa...
On his anniversary,
no less. We talked about, that. And, and I would just talk to him. Whether I thought he could hear me or not at times, I would just still talk to him. And I will tell you, that man hung on so that he did not die on my birthday.
I always believed that.
Because he died...
The next morning.
And I always felt like he did not want to have me every time my birthday showed up. It would be now, admittedly, is the next day, but it's so much better than to have that happen on your birthday.
Oh yeah, and now with some time that's passed, it's easier. But those first couple birthdays are tough.
Yeah, and I just I always felt like he was just hanging on so he wouldn't
I
pass away.
Always felt that.
And same thing happened in this story, which what day is it? This is the day I want to,
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Because that's a very symbolic day to her, a very powerful day, and mm-hmm. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally think that all of these things that happened, that was Grandma.
Yeah.
Because I think Grandma, wanted to connect, and the fact that she teased them that she would come back and do things, and... Things did happen.
And I do feel like there's a window of time. I'm not sure what it is. Sometimes maybe it's longer, sometimes not. But after somebody passes away, that they do things. There are shadows, peripheral vision, figures that walk past or whatever. Or you feel like someone's there and you turn around, nobody's there. Lights go off and on. Things just happen. And then that kind of gradually quits. And I remember after Dad died, I had several instances of that, or my grandmother, or a couple other people. And I would have some of those things happen. And then kind of slowly over a couple weeks period, that would quit. And there would be a loneliness then. They did pass. I mean, they went on. Not to mean that they don't still have a connection to me, but I feel like they moved and they went to the light. They moved away, right? And passed on. And, it was kind of sad.
And it's always so weird to me because my feeling with our dad is that he's still there. I've never lost that feeling. I feel like he, not all the time, it's like, hey, I'm watching you. Like if I need him.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the intensity things. The intense, like lights flashing on, you know, the soul, the shadow, the pictures in the mirror and things. Those are things that happen within a short time.
Yeah, get that.
And then at some point, it seems like the ability to do that or whatever is, they've kind of moved on. I'm not saying they leave us, that they're not there to help sometimes and stuff, but there's a period of where these things, there's maybe they're kind of in between two worlds for a little while.
Oh, know? Yeah, could be.
And, you know, they reach out to us a little bit. There's, I think that was happening to Denny.
Well, I think that was Denny's grandma.
I do too.
So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcasts.com. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings.
On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.